This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. I was actually thinking about Pac yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Got me, too.
I was thinking about a new tattoo.
I know which one you got, too.
Never find a place to rest.
I'm going to get Farm Life over my gut instead of Thug Life. It's going to say Farm Life. God, I wonder if there's any people, the people who live the salt life?
Yeah.
Like, has anybody replicated that? Like, are there any of these hippies that have van life tattooed on their bellies?
Probably. I never forget a buddy of mine's dad. Biggest redneck you'd ever meet. Loved Tupac. Blasted Tupac all throughout his trailer. He'd do his drunk dance to it, too. Especially when All Eyes on Me came out and he bought both tapes.
Well, that's where the term redneck is just assumed you're also a racist. Not always true.
Yeah, I think he might have been mostly, but still loved him. Like, he rapped every word of the song. Like, he can't say that. He'd still say it.
Yeah, I mean, that's like there's a...
he would not have gotten a pass.
It's funny, one of my favorite, it's not even rap, one of my favorite Sturgill Simpson songs says GD in it. So, I literally, when that part comes on, I don't turn it down, but I say... And everyone has a funny little thing about this. Hey Baby would say, well, you're saying the same thing, but I'll go, gosh darn, like that, sing it louder than he can in my car. So it's like the power of the Lord is beating this bad word.
To try to challenge it. What if Jesus, when he does come back, like he sings every word to that song and you're like, dang it.
What if he's like, listen, I didn't never say any of this. Just like a lot of these people didn't ever say these words, offended them. Y'all just overassumed.
This really is cool. I mean, come on.
Like, you were name dropping. Like, you're telling these people who said they didn't believe in me to quit saying my name? That's the funny thing, too. Oh, I'm agnostic. But you say GD like crazy. I don't get it.
What if when Jesus comes back, he's like, give me one. Just say it once. That's why I really came back.
What if the password...
He would say something about his own dad? That's
what if,
not
like,
cool.
the password to the gate? Well, it's one and the same page. I mean, it's the trifecta. It's the Trinity. It was a ghost when I was a kid. Now it's a spirit. The Holy Ghost. Now it's just... I guess that, over time...
I didn't hear much about that growing up Baptist.
Boy, I did. Least.
Like the Trinity?
Oh, yeah.
Because you didn't do the cross on your... Whatever this
Father,
is.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Well, I saw several people doing that at my mom's funeral. And I'm like,
that's sweet.
I know what kind of religion you are now.
It's the same religion.
See, that's why
that
I wait.
Irritates me.
But it's so confusing.
But it's
Christianity.
That's why I winked and said, it's not, I wasn't really being like, I'm being sarcastic. I'll tell you, that's another thing I hate about my job, is that the visual's gone. Like when you say something like that and you, like that, you know, like it's, It could be taken out of context, really, really well.
You say it's the same, but it's not. Like, I wasn't allowed to go to Pentecostal church growing up.
But I hear a lot of things. Like, there's a practice, like Buddhism or whatever, and but some people say that's a religion. Or, whatever you believe in. But as far as...
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, even that, like...
You got to be, like, a top known religion, right? You can't be some...
You don't want to be a bottom religion.
You can't be like a jobber offshoot. Like, no, that's not
like a Mooney?
Or something like dumb you made up. Like, if you're a necromancer or something like that, you're not a religion. If you're a witch, you're not a religion. Wiccan is not a religion.
I got to ask you something.
It's a hobby.
That may be the first time on the air, but like that's maybe like the seventh or eighth time this week I've heard the word necromancer out of your mouth.
It is. Like, what are you doing?
What's with that? Because I do that when I learn new words or whatever. Like when I learned how to say couscous,
couscous.
I'd say it all the time. I finally learned how to say quinoa.
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 I saw somebody who is a self-proclaimed necromancer. And at first I'm like, I'm not going to look that up. And I don't know what it is.
Necromancing the Stone. That was a great movie.
When I looked it up, I still don't know what it is.
I mean, if they're into the Mother Earth and practicing witchcraft and that type of thing.
Well, what does that mean?
Witchcraft and Satanism is completely different because some witches don't even acknowledge Satan.
The only people
there's
I know
good witchcraft and bad witchcraft.
Yeah, like I don't see.
I know. I mean, I don't. Just because I don't know it doesn't mean. My point with that is like that's everything. That's you can say I live in this subdivision and you in the HOA and then somebody's got an issue with it and then, you know, it splinters off to these little factions and everything. And that's where religion really, I think, that's where all the different religions, somebody says, I don't agree with that. And then they took their way of thinking and started a new church and then, pew.
Yeah.
I really do. I think I do. I think everything's kind of the same, but just repackaged in a different way.
It's hard to have, it's hard to practice faith in theory when religion is diluted with other beliefs. Like, because you can't say one's wrong or one's right.
Right.
Because you really don't know.
Well, you're most people typically run with the one that they were raised in. I mean, I've thought about that before.
Like, it's a faction.
Well, you know what I mean. Like the same thing would be with the football team. Like, you know, my daddy was a Gamecocks fan, so technically that's probably why I am. I mean, but, you know, to say you have, and I don't mind saying this either. Like, I'm a Christian, but yet I can't tell you what other religions all think and why I chose Christianity. It's just because the one that I, you know, I mean, I'm literally being as very transparent as I can be, is saying, like, it's what I was raised in, and I've kind of pondered other ones, and, you know, it's just the one that I kind of, and I'll tell you, that's all just about your interpretation of it, too.
Right.
Like, literal interpretation or proverbial. I think, like, the prodigal son is, there's like 50 layers of that one story of how you can apply it to your life, like 50 different layers with it.
And see, I've had the religion conversation even when I took mythology in school. There's denomination. No, listen to
you
what
you took mythology?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Paige. You speak Latin?
But mythology is really, if you think of every society, it is faith-based or what people believe in, right? Their beliefs.
Yeah.
Children are born innocent because they don't know. Doesn't mean they're bad people because they don't believe in some denomination of some kind of religion.
Right.
So whatever the society is, they have their fables and whatever their truth is. So as far as when you say a denomination of a religion, say Christianity, it's all Christianity in the same thing where it encompasses the whole thing. But as far as...
I have to disagree. Honestly, I have to disagree. Like, it can't be, it's not all the same thing because it's like saying, people, when I've noticed before when I'll read news comments, like on like a big news website, I can see the people talking about America, talking poorly about America, and especially with the no king stuff that was going on. People from England were talking crap about America, and I'm like, you have a monarchy. Y'all don't even get to vote, but they're happy with that because that's what they know. And we are over here used to, this is all tying into tomorrow. Right. We're used to this freedom, but then people in other countries are like, you don't have freedom. You have to pay taxes. People live in Tennessee. It's like, Carolinas and all the, you don't have to pay, we don't have to pay taxes.
Right.
And then state laws differ from state to state, but yet we're united as a country. And that's, it doesn't make sense, but it's what we're used to, and it's just what's palpable and acceptable.
But
it's
my point with believing, it's the belief in Christ, that Christ was actually on this earth.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
Yes, but in other religions, their Christ could have nine heads and have blue skin. Or right. I mean, like... that's just... You know
what they see or what they know, because fables, stories are written by men, and that's their beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Or women, you know, they're humans.
I tell you though, like, that's where you got to like give it up to them dudes, the apostles and whatnot, because like you ask yourself this right now, like, if you are a believer, even if you're not, like, if all of a sudden all the news broke in right now and said some weird man, or maybe it's a woman, who knows, it's just a being appears and suddenly wants to bring peace to the world, we're all going to think it's the Antichrist first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that deception is already out there. Like,
this is so much to process.
I mean, it is. But you just, that's where you got to trust your gut and say, well, that's what I believe. And if I, you know, like, again, not to be all pushing my beliefs, but like, I remember asking my dad one time, I was like, what if you live your life and you were like an awesome person and then you find out there is no heaven? He's like, well, what's the bad part of that?
It's too late when that happens.
What's the bad part? You lived a good life.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And it's like, well, God, I mean, it's like you'd say about homeless people. I'm like, why do you keep buying them groceries and stuff? You don't know they're really homeless. I don't know that they're not, Matthew.
But
I'm like, but Daddy, I bet they're drug addicts.
But that, as far as believing in nothing.
Chances are.
And being an atheist, that's a belief because you're believing in something.
No, they let you know, too, they're atheists. They definitely love to remind you that they don't believe in anything.
Well, I don't remember which.
If you're thinking, oh, self, please make this. How do you, you know, because we pray, Christians pray to God. God, please give us, you know, luck or whatever, health.
No, right? No, see, praying for luck is weird.
No, but you know, people need, oh, I need this money to pay. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think prayer can permeate through Cherokee Casino.
Please let this horny neighbor come back around.
No,
this
that's not
let
what
me
I'm saying.
Three sevens,
please,
Lord.
Let me be luckier than I have been. I don't know what whatever sevens. Your prayer is, but what do you do when you're praying for yourself? You're just like, you don't pray. You just wait for things to happen. I don't know.
It's even by trying to label it, it's like, what is meditation? What is prayer? What's the positive thoughts every morning, or the motivation you give yourself before you go to the gym? Like, you're talking to your inner soul. And like, well, I mean, what is it? You try to break it down into words, it separates everything into religions. Yeah. We're going to play some gospel music when we come back. Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Feeding time.
That's right.
Feeding time.
Another example of how I've proved myself that I'm not a
sweet girl
egomaniac.
What you doing?
Eating time. That's Paige's neighbor. That's his song. Eating time.
I kept hearing it in my head yesterday, and I'm like, God, it's kind of.
Doing?
I should like that, but.
I like the video where the spotlight goes to the curtain.
Otis, where are you at?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the cow?
There's Otis.
Hey, there's boy. Otis.
Otis. Not a whore.
That's offensive. She's not a whore. She's
Alora. Alora. Give me kisses.
And, and since you brought it up, you can see the world premiere. Well, it's not the world premiere. That happened yesterday. It's the world re-premiere.
I shared it.
Thank
people
you,
loved it.
Of feeding time.
Because, you know, there were probably people that, like, you know, thought the whole farm was a bit. That they weren't actually any
which
animals.
Hush your mouth.
Which is the weirdest thing. I mean, it goes back to that stuff earlier. Entertainer. And then.
That's AI Cal.
So, well, you know what? Again, we're going to be at that time where we're not far from it now. I'm already suspect when I see certain pictures online, like, that cloud doesn't look right. You're not really in Portugal.
Or they'll explain anything. Like, oh, what he talked about stepping in cow dookie. And they're like, no, he stepped in his own crap. Didn't realize it until later.
Whoops.
Right. I know.
The AI got the best of you.
Like, it would just be everywhere.
I tell you.
I love the video.
I'm going to ahead and I'm going to break the wall right here. Or the curtain or whatever. What do you say in radio? You don't break the fourth wall. We don't have.
Pull the curtains back.
Pull the curtains back. Gross.
Mm.
What are the curtains made of? Gross.
Hopefully it's not flesh.
We're not. Oh, we're off tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're off tomorrow. And in fact, boy, I want you to seek some counseling about your addiction to.
We will never work on the 4th of July. Just in case there's no confusion. It will never happen.
Your addiction to hand sanitizer. Not using it.
No.
Not using it. But opening the bottle, removing the squirt mechanism.
I use it every day.
Because the COVID myth, stuff is only like 85% effective if you're lucky. So it's not as good as soap and water. But if you put it up your nose, it is really good.
What do you feel? That's exhilaration? Like, not a high, but what is the... Take a hit right now and tell us what you feel. We're going to get, ma'am, we're going to get to your call here in one moment, but...
Put the bottle up here.
Yeah. Taking in the bouquet. See, no, that sounded drugs.
And I feel like...
It sounded druggy.
It's like when your bell got rung in football, you kind of see birds a little bit, but it's more intense if it's PVC glue.
And see, I use both of them.
Or dirty underwear.
That, the hand sanitizer and my hand cream, but he doesn't sniff the cream.
It's not.
There's no alcohol in it, I guess.
It's not as strong. Yeah, I got to have my alcohols. It just wakes you up a little bit, you know.
He doesn't sniff the cream, but boy, he doesn't let a public park swing go by without doing it.
He's not a cream sniffer.
So this is going to be a unique call here. We've got a young lady joining us.
I got to not look at the thing because I don't want to say actual.
Well, she's not using her real name this morning. And the reason for that is because she wants to say something to her boyfriend. And I'll let her explain this whole thing, but she's going to not say his name or her name. She's using the nicknames that they use for each other, which Fat Boy, what she her name is or her nickname is?
It's Chicken Biscuit.
Okay.
And
it sounds like she might be a spicy chicken biscuit, Paige.
I love it.
I'm afraid to even ask where the nickname came from.
Hell, I ain't. Chicken Biscuit, how are you this morning? Good morning.
Good, guys. I'm good. I'm nervous. I know this is weird, but I'm doing it.
Yeah. Well, so let's be real here. You don't even listen to us, right?
No offense. I only listen to music. You know, talk shows kind of make me sleepy and stuff, but is obsessed with y'all. Like, not in a gay way, but like, he loves you guys. He loves your show.
Yeah.
So I knew that this would be the way.
Yeah, it's probably one of those dudes who rage tweets me if I don't get the podcast up right away.
Yes, a super fan. All right.
Got a lot of those.
Chicken Biscuit, you emailed us something that was very personal, and it was meant for your boyfriend of, hold on, I have it here, 4 years. Mm-hmm. And you're going to read it right now live on the air, correct? And what, a side question, what is his nickname?
So yes and yes. And his nickname is Turkey Leg, Daddy Turkey Leg.
Interesting.
Of course. That's
definitely not a couple of vegetarians here. We've got Chicken Biscuit and Daddy Turkey Leg, but I don't know what that nickname means, but it makes me think, like, you know.
He's hung like a horse, maybe.
Or, like, built like a Clydesdale. He's built like a Clydesdale, baby. Swinging like the barn door when they're in a hurricane.
They got three legs, baby.
God.
Well, no comment, right? No comment, but okay, well. But like, I would like to keep it serious because it is about a baby, my baby.
All right, you're absolutely right. You know, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think, first off, that I'd ever have a radio show, but did I ever say we're now going to have Chicken Biscuit read an email on the radio show? So we will, and really...
We usually read the emails.
Let's remember here, this is about a child, and let's give it its just due. So you read the email that you have written. You originally wanted us to read it, but, you know, we'll get to that in a minute. But go ahead, and here we go. This is not like some kind of weird kind of thing. I mean, it is, but it's also not like he's finding out this way, by the way. That's okay, go ahead.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Dear Daddy Turkey Leg, No, your ears are not deceiving you, and this is not a dream. I know that you're at work, but I needed to say this to you, and I know that this is weird, but it's me, your girlfriend of 4 years, Chicken Biscuit. Our first date was Frankie's Fun Park. I broke the heel off my cowboy boot because I got it all hemmed up in that go-kart pedal, and you always said that was the moment that you knew that I was going to be trouble. And I'm saying all this just to protect our identities, but just so that you'll know that it's really me. So I'm going to keep this short. We are not meant for each other. Lord knows we've tried. We've broken up 16 times in 4 years. We cannot live together without turning into enemies, and we are just not meant to be. We thought this baby might bring us closer, but it's clear it's pushing us apart. We're just not meant to be, and I'm 18 weeks pregnant now. And in 2 weeks, I'm going to find out if it's a boy or a girl, and I've talked to my mom and dad, and they support me. So this is me telling you, I think we need to end this relationship immediately. I'm keeping the baby. I'll be proud to be his or her mama, but you've made it clear, whether you realize it or not, that you do not want to be with me anymore. You've been cold, you've been distant, and you're in a bad mood ever since I told you. So I want to offer you something. You can choose to relinquish all your rights. I won't put your name on the birth certificate even. You won't even owe a single cent. My dad says that I'll need that in writing, obviously, and if one day the child wants to know, I'll tell them when they're ready. But please don't worry about us. My parents are helping, and we'll be okay. I just think that this is what's best for all three of us. Sincerely, Chicken Biscuit.
I mean, that was that was raw. I mean, it was.
It made me cry.
I mean, well, I think Daddy Turkey Leg's either crying somewhere or dancing, or he's doing one or the other.
My goodness.
Yeah. It's probably like, he's probably sobbing right now, or like you said, he's probably doing cartwheels over a BMW. Who knows?
Well, that's not where he works.
Okay. Well, it's just maybe an assumption on my part. Let me ask you this, Chicken Biscuit. When you told Daddy Turkey Leg that you were pregnant, like, was he immediately distant, or did that come later on, or what?
Like that same night. He acted real happy at first, but then he just got quiet. Mm-hmm. He went outside and mowed the yard in the dark.
In the dark, wow. He's got like headlights on his mower.
Good Lord.
It was a little camping headlight and his beer in his cup holder.
Oh, well. Wow, you're serious. So,
<I'm> serious. Process.
How did he respond to all this? Or how should he, I assume? Should he call you, text, DM the old IG? What are you thinking?
You know what? Text me, or like, I don't know. I guess he could just tell his bitch ass sister because, you know, she talks way too much anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, what's the classic Chicken Biscuit right there.
But let's be clear though, like, you're saying even if he says no, I want to stay with you, you're saying that ship has sailed. It's done.
Oh yeah. Yep. I mean, we don't work as a couple. We never have. You know, if he wants to be in the baby's life, that's fine. I won't stop him. But if he wants to pay child support, he can, you know. But if he wants out, like, this is his chance.
Like, you just gave the guy something that I think a lot of guys wish for and never get, like you did, the release of his life.
Yeah,
that's,
but like,
terrible.
Oh my gosh, man, oh man.
Well, he just cut and go.
What about the child, though? Do you think that the child would want to have a relationship with the father by any means?
Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's like, I do want to say this though. Like, two things. One, finding that out when you're not expecting it, you have to, it's almost like, and I'm just being real as rain, like, let's say you're opening a present in front of people and you don't like that present, but you have to act like you like that present, otherwise you're a jerk. Sometimes people find that out and they're supposed to react with happiness, but then life creeps in and says, oh my God, you're going to be a father now. I want to, like, can we email you in a few weeks to see where this goes?
I mean, yeah, if you want. I mean, if you want to.
I mean, I think, yeah, and we will, because I feel like Madman's already emotionally invested in probably naming the kid in his head.
I do. Daddy Turkey Leg Jr., if it's a boy. But seriously, happy 4th of July to you, Chicken Biscuit. And
yeah, sorry.
Whatever happens, hopefully the baby comes out not shaped like a turkey leg, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be great. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. When does this air?
It airs July 3rd.
That's today.
That is. We are live.
Wait. This is live right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't say nothing.
Oh, I told you three separate times. Like, that's why I said no cussing. Like, it's live. Three times.
No, you didn't.
The hell I didn't three times.
No, sir. No, for real, though.
Fatboy,
sure, you didn't.
Fatboy maybe got Chicken Biscuit mixed up with Muffin Tank from Easley. She's on Friday's show, Fatboy.
That's why I was the wrong one, damn it.
It's the wrong one. She's not Muffin
Fat
Tank.
Fatboy.
All right. And plus, I think Muffin Tank's a dumb name. I think Chicken Biscuit's better. Yes, Thank you for trusting us with this. And we will talk to you soon. Like, this, it's a very serious thing, and already you can imagine the text. I can't wait till we get the calls. But you spoke what you really thought, and
I'm sure he's listening, and he'll be in contact with you.
I know he's listening.
Okay.
I didn't think that it was going to be live today. So,
Well, you didn't say anything bad. You didn't say real names or anything, and you didn't cuss. So
you can
good.
Cuss as you soon as you hang up.
Basically, put it in his court. It's up to him. If he wants to be a father, he's got to step it up, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We'll talk to you soon, Chicken Biscuit, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Start cussing.
All right. Well,
Muffin taint.
Muffin taint. Well, it's just, I was thinking in the vein of breakfast things and things
that
you eat.
Close.
So you play that either way you want. So,
oh, man.
I am very indifferent about this right now. I'm indifferent about it because, part of me is like, did she just want to have a kid?
Well, that's how it sounds like.
Or
you
was
know.
The kid the way, because she said that. And the hold on, you have the original email. Or
parents are going to help.
Something of, the parents are going to help, but
they didn't
like
work out together.
16 times in 4 years. I mean, that's once every four, every 3 months.
I've heard of somebody trying to buy a house 15 times and got told no 15 times, but not in a relationship.
I would quit at that.
So
point.
The baby was like probably her way of saying, okay, this is how I'll get commitment out of him. Oh, my God.
But the fact that she came on here and did it should show him that, like, this is real.
Yeah, but the original thing was she wanted us to read the email, like, on the mail sack so he would hear it and say it was from Chicken Biscuit to keep it in code. But then, because, Fab, well, you originally tried to get her to talk him into calling him on the air, and he's at work and can't get phone calls.
Like a little TNC.
I'm reading the text messages. Oh, my goodness. And people are calling her names. They're saying she's fake.
What
and
do you think?
One person said that it may not be his baby anyways.
Oh,
and that's
my God.
Not nice.
Well, what do you think it was a trick if you were hog leg? She's going to be like, look.
Turkey leg.
Or if he asked, like, she's setting me up to ask, and it made me look worser because I asked, like, hey, is this real?
You know, what's very interesting is I just got a photo. I'll show you on my phone of my grandson laying in the bed listening to us on the radio right now. That's going to be very awkward. Well, this was Jasper, but Grace says that Jasper and Teddy are both listening right now.
Damn.
What an interesting segment to hear Grandpa on, huh? Grandpa's son. That's got to be an interesting
You're so
segment.
Proud.
But that's Mom will explain it to you. I love you boys. I love you too, Mama. I love everyone.
At least her name was Chicken Biscuit, you know, something kid-friendly.
I know. I did say taint. I said it again.
Muffin taint.
I said ain't. Ain't never could, won't never would. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You have a... Yeah, I can't figure you out sometimes, Fat Boy. I can't tell if you're... churning or trolling with your rejoins?
I should be the easiest person to figure out.
What, you're trolling? Or are you just deciding?
No, I don't. I don't know how that would be a troll. Like, this really is a good song.
It's not a bad song.
It's a good sanitizer huffing song.
That's why you don't like doing video, isn't it? Because you would constantly be seen on video hitting the sanitizer bottle.
I feel like they're calling
you.
It's
so weird. I feel like I'm enabling someone for a crash.
Literally, it's something that, like...
Well, hello, cry for help. You know, do I got to spell it out?
I know. You're literally hitting it on the air, and I'm like, God, I don't know if you're doing this for, like, fun, dramatics, but also maybe a way to... Since you know that younger people listening right now, like my grandsons, you're telling them this is not what to do. You don't go sniffing things.
And I don't want to give you brain damage later on.
Well, that's too late. If I walk in and see the ball guy from Intervention.
You did that with the first headlines.
Do you know why we're all here today? You're the ball guy from Intervention. I know you. I'm walking out of here. I'm going to cuss everybody out.
First off, if anybody, it's not a birthday or a Christmas or anything like that, and family says, hey, we're going to come over to your place today.
Oh, God.
And
no,
you walk
we're
into
not.
A room and they're all sitting there in a semicircle in chairs. I'm turning around and leaving. Because you about to drop something on me that I don't that, like.
Has that ever happened to you where the family told you something like that? That'd be awkward.
No. But no. I've forewarned my family after my 18th birthday, don't do surprise parties for me. Because it's just, I'm not just saying that because Grace is listening right now either. Like, you tell me about it. Because the last time I had a surprise party, Baby didn't tell me, and I was dressed like crap.
Oh, no.
She could have said, like, some kind of excuse, like,
hey, baby.
Hey, mama. Yeah, like, put on something nice. But the excuse was not good.
Took your shirt in.
We're going to go by and take something to your daddy that he left at a place he was cleaning, because my daddy owned a janitorial company, and it was a dance studio. My birthday party was at a dance studio. And then when we go in, it was off Augusta Road. So we go in, and it's like, well, first of all, why are the lights off? Why is Dad sitting in the dark waiting on these keys that he needs? And the lights come on, and everybody's in there, and
surprise.
I'm wearing stupid clothes.
Did she ever substitute a bad word, like flipping or like, you know, darn, or she just didn't say them altogether?
Well, again,
tuck your flipping shirt in.
I'm going to recall or renege on having you to write my biography, because stories you were starting to forget. I mean, that's literally where Golly came from. That was from Hey Baby. She would say that, and that was her way of.
But she knows the intent too. She's like, you know what?
Yeah, but you twist it to make it fit your criteria. You know that way. Now let me ask you this. Fab, well, you are a great father. You like to act like you're not on the radio, but you are a great dad, I feel.
Never paid child support once.
An incredible husband. Yeah. But at the same time, look back in your past, and let's say you were with a girl, and you broke up humpteen times. Yeah. Somebody text that in, humpteen. I love you, Southerner. I love you. You're a native. Humpteen times in 4 years, and then all of a sudden there's a baby, and she says, hey, I'm going to let you relinquish your rights and not be on the... And, you know, just walk away from this. What do you say to that? Like, real world, what do you say?
I'd say you're not just doing that to do me a favor, so something's up. Like, what's really going on?
Yeah. What's your motive?
Is there a possibility that the kid could be born mixed and, you know, you don't want me to find out? Because I would think that's not my baby.
If they're born upside down, they're going to be swingers, I read.
Breach?
I read that. I did read that.
Has he got two heads? Well, no, he was born ass first.
Yeah, it was on Simpsonville.org. I read that. No, just kidding. I just gave you a free plug. How about that? Look at it positively. Let's go to Anonymous, who wants to comment on this. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Sometimes people don't even want kids.
That's true.
That's true. Dinks.
You got every guy's different.
Yeah.
That's true.
But at the same time, though, even if I'm in that state of mind where he sounds like he's just one of them wildfire kind of guys where he just, you know, and her too, in a sense, because, I mean, it takes,
but she's not totally telling him to relinquish it. She's giving him a choice.
She is giving him a choice. I'm saying, even there, I feel like there would always be regret on his part, because he's always.
Well, can always go into the life later. It's always his choice. I mean, it's not.
Have you been through? I mean, I'm not being a smartass, but like, have you been through something similar like this?
Oh yeah.
Ah,
yeah,
okay. Do you want to comment on that, or you don't have to give specifics?
Well, actually, I called just to tell Chicken Biscuit that she don't need to put his name on the birth certificate, and if he wants to be on the birth certificate, he can always go for that later or when he feels like it's time.
You don't, I thought
or if
you
he wants
put,
his name on it.
True. You don't have to put anything. I thought you had to put something in the
hospital. No, you don't have to put nothing.
Oh, okay.
You don't even need his written permission. You don't have to put nothing.
So because she has the baby. It's her baby.
Yeah, because he has to sign his name on there.
They're not married.
I'm fighting both of y'all.
Yeah. Like, what did Mary put on her birth certificate, you know, for Jesus? I mean.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your mom. It's like, Phil, hopefully.
Well, you know.
Yeah, just your name, just the mother.
Oh, I did not, that's interesting.
The father has a choice of whether or not they want to put their name on it.
So did
and if he doesn't want to put his name, he doesn't have to. But if he wants to later down in life, he can.
Really? That
doesn't seem right. Not putting a name there would give him the right to do it later.
So did that.
He just has to go through a DNA test.
Did you have to, did you not have an original name on yours and you added it later or vice versa? Or
no, what? I kept the name off.
You did, oh, you did? Okay.
You kept your name off or his?
She can't deny it.
I can't keep my name off.
They saw who supplied it. She can't deny it.
You did give birth.
I mean, I guess I could have.
Is that, looking back, best move? I mean, have you checked in on his life parallel to the two to see, that was
it was the best move because about a year later I asked and he said no.
Yeah. Okay. Aww, good on you. And good for, you know, like a lot of people were texting in, they thought she was going to end up saying she was going to, I have to watch my mouth here because I know we have little ears listening, but like,
I know,
they can't send it back, but you know what I'm saying? The, you know, the stuff that used to be illegal and whatnot. But she did not say that. She's like, I'm keeping it, but I think this was what would be best. And I don't know, that'd be hard to deny your own, but at the same time though, if that's what's going to be best for the kid.
But how could you tell your kid that your dad didn't want to have anything to do with them? That's heartbreaking.
Jasper, you stay away from those girls. I'm telling you right now.
I'm staying with the boys.
Trouble.
You quit talking directly to my grandson.
I mean, I can understand how people.
You could have met him if you came to Mama's funeral.
If it's a volatile relationship and you don't want to continue on, but if it's your own baby, then you get
for sure.
It's your seed. Why do you?
But
it's dirty with it, though.
Don't talk about seeds. But like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But we're villainizing this guy, and this is strange. I'm saying this, but we're villainizing this guy. But it took two people to break up 16 times in 4 months.
It's always
the
woman's fault.
No, it took her maybe a. Looking, degrading herself and saying, okay, we try again. And so it takes two to make a thing go right. It also makes two
to make it out of sight.
To break up.
This sounds bad, but what's the incentive for him to be on it if he's not forced to be on it right now? Like, what's going to make him make that choice down the road?
Because he's a grown-ass man and he's responsible for a kid that he brought into this world possibly.
So that's just going to happen down the road?
If he wants it.
He's going to put himself on the hook for back child support.
But even like that, but also at the same time, like if she said, you know, if the child, and we don't know boy or girl, she said that, you should have listened to better texters. But, you know, if down the road he decides he wants to, then that's also got to be a weird thing.
I think if I get.
Remember like Vince McMahon when he found out he was teenager that his dad was, and then he just went and joined him in his life?
Well, how would you feel? Yeah. You know how it is having a baby, fat boy. If, you know, 5 years down the road, you've already.
If it's that long, if it's that
put them through diapers, you fed them, you did it, and here you are in the game, you'd be like, a little too late, buddy.
If it's that far down the road, I would, and I haven't claimed, I would wait till he's 18 and say, yeah, I'm your father, but I didn't legally want to be your father when you were a minor, if that makes sense.
Then why even bother contacting someone and make their life miserable?
That's what I'm asking.
That's regret. I don't know. I've said it umpteen times. I became an adult at 26 when I found out I was going to be a dad. And then that's the adulting began.
Yeah.
I was not free, wild and crazy, but I mean, in a sense, but that's where I was like, okay, it's not just, that's where responsibility kicked in. Like you could always turn off my power when I was, single and then didn't have a kid. You turn off my water, you repossess my car. But if you do that, and you got to take my kid's car seat out before you repossess the car, then that's not good.
Well, at least you know you could turn the water back on yourself because you had a gimmick.
It was nice that they let me keep the car seat out that one time. That literally happened.
If you were never a part of your child's life, how heartbreaking that is.
I would not be here right now.
Yes, sir.
There is no question. She's been the drive, and not like I would have. And when I say here, I don't mean like living. I just mean like
It was the push. Yeah.
Because what's the push? You want to work hard and be successful just so you just retire? You don't want to, like, make somebody else's life a little bit easier? That's selfish as hell.
No.
Or I'm a pushover one. Who knows? Good morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.